listening to On the Town with Mikey D. That was the Daisies with High Frequency Wire. Before that was The Furniture with, and this is a long title, To Every Roommate I Ever Made Angry, You Are Probably Right. You like that? You like that?
Loving it.
Yeah.
Wonder where that came from.
They, and I started that off with Pale Monsters with I Don't Really Care Anymore, because they have a show at O'Brien's on Saturday. And speaking of shows, hello, everybody.
Hello.
How's it going?
Hello.
We have M8 in here. I wasn't sure whether to say M8 or mate.
Oh, yeah. We knew that was a problem, and so we inserted a hyphen.
The hyphen makes all the difference.
It is M8.
M-hyphenate.
M-hyphenate.
No. M-hyphenate. That works. All right, we'll take it.
It's middle eight, like the middle eight of the song.
Is that how you got the name?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nice.
It's actually
middle eights are always good in songs.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, like, there was some that have, you know, we found in musical travels that have been, you know, not so great and kind of weak. So we figured, you know, the M8 is almost like the backbone. The middle eight of a song sometimes is like that hook, and it can really grab you. So that was one of those where it was just like, all right, we're going for it, you know. It kind of hit good because we wanted to make sure, even though, you know, maybe our middle eights aren't, you know, the greatest, we think they're great. So, you know, it works
out.
It's we one think of those we're things, all right.
You know? Yeah, they're all right, you know. It's... So it's one of those things. We wanted to kind of focus on making that more of a, you know, stronghold.
Make the middle eight a thing.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Make M8 a thing.
Well, I gotta say, it was great hearing you guys in Studio D, but I must say I'm a little disappointed. I wanted to hear more.
Aww. We're working on new stuff. We've actually only been together, the four of us.
For about 3 weeks, right?
No.
Or a month.
I met these guys yesterday. What are you talking about?
This was our first time really playing some sort of performance for anyone. We've had...
Really? We were your first gig.
You were.
You guys were the hamsters. The guinea pigs.
You were the guinea pigs.
And I'm pretty sure producer Joel just loves that you're...
We love him.
Hi, Joel.
Whoever he is. Hi, man.
We got a whole lot of
Is he over there?
It's hiding somewhere.
So seriously, how long have you been a band? It hasn't been only 3 weeks.
Well,
maybe 4 weeks.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Seriously. Been about a month. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
The songs were written in April.
Yeah.
And Al and I worked on them in May, and then they had to lie dormant for a while because...
You didn't have enough middle eights.
Well, we can go with that now.
Yeah, that's true.
We'll say that.
We're all in other bands.
Okay.
So
Doring.
Our other bands, their band is very busy, and do you want to say your band?
Yes. This is your time to plug.
Can we double,
plug away.
Can we cross-promote?
Oh, yeah.
First, I'd like to say hi, Mom, Dad. Shelby. Hi, everyone. And
hi.
Also, yes, the other group that the drummer here, Justin, and myself are in is Studio 2, a Beatles tribute band. We sort of go all over New England and do that whole kick.
Okay.
Justin up. And that's www.studio2tributeband.com. And you can see all sorts of funny things there. And, you know, then you got, we're going to work on a website hopefully soon for this stuff here with M8, but we got our Facebook and all that and the Instagram. And so, you know.
And the old Reverb Nation. Woo-hoo. And the Band Camp.
Yes.
Yes.
So you can listen to.
Band Camp is wonderful.
Yes.
Yeah. You can listen to Double Dare and Black and Blue, those two we have out.
Mm-hmm.
And we're hoping to record soon. And we have more songs on the back burner that we need to work on, but.
We are still very new, so...
We are in the incubation stage.
It's kind of crazy, actually, this being the first kind of, you know, I don't want to say show, but performance altogether went really well.
Like outside of the rehearsal space and things like that.
It flowed very well, and the chemistry is good.
Chemistry is good, maybe. I might take you out for another dinner.
Oh, thank you.
How do I get in on that? Come on.
I'll take you, man. I'll go.
Shoot us an email.
So,
hey, if anybody sees me, they know I can put away some stuff.
All right.
Anyway.
All
right.
No, so speaking of cross-promotion,
yes.
Yes.
Kat and I, our band, The Knockups, we just found out that the deli nominated us for New England Artist of the Month.
Excellent.
So check out the knockups on Bandcamp.
Oh yeah, the knockups, of course.
And vote for us on Delhi. The Delhi.
The Delhi magazine.
The Delhi.
Yeah. The Delhi magazine.
Where you will get served music.
You're also getting bigger out here now.
Oh, man. So what prompted this? Because, I mean, you guys are busy with, you know, the knockups and
everything else. Yeah, they're very busy.
So what brought you all together like this?
You want to take that?
It was a fate. It was honestly, there was Gretchen was at a show one time and came up and was all about the gear and all that. Really loved like the old, you know, vintage gear and all this stuff that we use in our show. So we started talking about all that sort of stuff, and there became a just a sort of mutual, you know, liking of the same music and the same sort of like 50s style and that old rockabilly sound and that feel, you know, where it's still real music. You know what I mean?
Yep.
It's still being written by, you know, the people who are performing the songs, you know, 9 times out of 10. You know, you still had some of those other songwriters, you know, when they were giving their songs away. But still, 9 times out of 10, you're getting the artist.
I got to say, back in the 50s, artists very seldom wrote their own material, too.
Well, and that's the thing. They were starting to kind of get into a period, like right before the Beatles, let's say, came around. And they really got into that.
The Beatles just changed everything.
Exactly.
Now people have to write their own material.
Well, exactly. Well, and
people,
I mean,
people say that's a good and bad thing.
Well, there's a cross, because you're starting to see that fluctuation almost again with people who aren't writing their stuff, or if they are, it's like one of those 2 second, you know, productions where you can go right in, dump it in real quick into a computer, and boom, you're done. There's your next song, you know, your next hit.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, you don't get the sort of, I mean, maybe you do, I don't know personally, but maybe you get that same gratifying feeling as like what we do, where you sit and you know, or any musician, you sit and you play your guitar and you play the drums and bass and all that stuff, and you get, or whatever instrument it is, you get your parts worked up anyway, and to be able to sit with different musicians who are on that same sort of page and be able to work something out from scratch was just something that we're also in the other
satisfying
projects. Yeah, it's very satisfying. We're also in the other projects, so gave us all a chance to do something that we're not used to.
It gets us to kind of open the musical horizons a little bit, because we've just been so, you know, not that we don't love what we do. We obviously do, you know, or we wouldn't be doing it. But it's good to kind of I quit. Oh, no. But it's good to try something new every once in a while. Cause
don't get me in trouble, you guys.
All right. I'll
like
do
a
my
hawk,
best.
She sweeps in.
Yes, exactly. Oh, my Lord.
But yeah, it kind of keeps everything fresh and new and lets you, you know, explore new avenues. Because, you know, really, as a musician, as with any other profession, you're always learning something, you know, whether it be something very minute or something huge. So it's good to get out and do stuff that's new, interesting.
Okay.
And also from the songwriting perspective, songwriting is a lonely process. When you're alone, you write a song and you want to bring it to people and you want to see what they're going to do with it. So the most gratifying stage is when you bring it to musicians that you admire and you respect, and they say, hey, let's try this or let's add that, and then the song has a life.
Or they say, oh, I hate it.
Maybe that's why my songwriting hasn't gone anywhere. If it's an alone thing, I've been in groups this whole time. Like, you know.
There is nothing wrong with writing in groups.
No.
I can attest to that.
All right.
I can as like well.
That.
Right.
Oh, man. It works. So, you said you have a show tomorrow.
Yes. Panucci's Manchester.
In Manch Vegas.
Manch. I was going to say, is that up Manchester, north. Massachusetts? Because
no, not by the sea.
Not
we're
by the
stay
sea.
Not,
yeah, not Manchester by the sea.
We love you over there, but we're going to keep it a little warmer. Move it up to Manch, New Hampshire.
So Manch Vegas, huh?
Manch Vegas.
Yes, sir.
Who are you guys playing with?
We are playing with my godfather, Johnny Earthquake.
Okay.
And filling it on bass.
Johnny Earthquake.
That's my godfather.
Nice.
People don't believe me.
It's a shame we can't play the majority of Johnny Earthquake's material on here.
People don't believe me when I tell them that that's my godfather. They go, no. And I'm like, yes. So it's nice to be able to play with him. And he's going to be joining us on the song you heard, Black Rose. Mm-hmm. He's going to be playing pedal steel.
Ah, so very nice.
People can't see my hand motions
Give
when I do pedal
away,
steel.
Man.
We need to do like reality show multiple camera angles in here.
That would be the best.
Because it, you know, like that old Howard Stern TV show where it was just like cameras in the radio studio.
Totally.
But of course, we need better lighting and I need makeup. But
we all need makeup.
No one wants to see this anyway. You want to see these?
So is this the only gig lined up so far, or what's?
We're looking hopefully for something in January.
Okay.
So they're very busy. We're very busy. So
keep your fingers crossed, y'all.
You could use this opportunity to plug any knockups shows
Knockups are playing. Well, I'll take that. No, Knockups are playing Friday night at Kodo. It's James Melanson from Pop Guns.
Oh, okay.
Formerly of Pop Guns. Birthday surprise.
Oh.
Surprise. No.
Ah.
And Moto is playing.
Don't worry, he's not listening.
No, he's in bed. Uncle Jim is in bed.
Hi, Uncle Jim.
And what about where can we hear Beatles songs from you two?
Ringo, would you like to talk?
Yes,
yeah, sure,
Ringo.
I'd love to.
Yes, Ringo.
So we're if you're interested in one, the Beatles, you know, that's a pretty important aspect if you want to come see the show. But if you're
you guys play quite often, don't you?
Yes, this year. As of this month, I think it's about 120.
There you
shows
go.
For the summer season. But if you want to go check out the Foliage, if you're from New Hampshire or even if you're from Mass, we're playing Pumpkin Fest tomorrow in Milford, New Hampshire, which, you know, they used to have the Keene Pumpkin Fest, but, you know.
Good Lord.
Yeah, we know what happened with that. So if you want to not have to travel
that
as much, come on down to Milford and we're doing a little set there. I'm on Friday.
Okay.
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. All right. What is so bloody funny? The one without the mic, you just start chuckling.
I was laughing because he was laughing.
You started laughing first, and then I caught it.
I can say as an outsider, not in their band,
always
if you're a Beatles
drummer
fan and you like the early stuff, you will be smitten instantly.
The really early, like, please, please me type things.
Yes, Cavern Club.
Like in the Cavern Club
the tight
stuff.
Boots and the tight pants and everything, man.
Ah, all right.
If you like tight pants and you don't like facial hair, this is the band for you.
Oh, that's right.
That's thing.
Some pointy boots, too. And
yeah, exactly. I can't get the right one off anymore, though. Still on now.
It's because you use Gorilla Glue to get it on.
Once they're on, you know.
So how can people catch up with you when they're not here?
We would love for you to go to our page on Facebook, M8, and like
M8,
it.
The band.
M8, the band.
Yes.
No hyphen in there.
No hyphen. And also you can listen to Double Dare and Black and Blue on Bandcamp or Reverb Nation.
Yes.
Excellent.
And we are going to be working on an EP after the new year, so something solid in your hand to hold soon, hopefully.
Ooh, I like solid things to hold in the hand.
That'd be cool if it weighed 180 grams, too, like these things all over the walls.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Well, there's not a lot of them in this particular room.
No, all the other walls.
But yeah, all the other walls.
You guys should really all see it. I know you guys here listening can't see the studio, or some of you who have been lucky to get in here. Amazing vinyl collection here. This
is
great. And all the old 8-track cartridges and things laying around, too.
Those aren't 8. Those aren't.
What do you got?
8-tracks, actually. Those are cart.
Those are carts. Yeah. The regular old carts, yeah. That's right.
Those are older than you, son.
Those are a lot
that
older
makes
than
two
you,
of
man.
Us.
Yeah, a lot older.
Yeah, a lot older than both of you. Anyway.
If you have any old carts or any of that, contact the Studio 2 lead guitarist. Contact with all your old gear. We're always looking. Rob Murray. Find him. Hey. Hi Rob.
Anything else and anyone else you want to plug?
I know, right? We're like a plug machine.
I'm gonna be in the bathroom in 2 hours down the road trying to go.
We also next Friday night the Knockups are playing at the Cantab with Flight of Fire Z28 and our buddies Fire King.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
shout
Fire
out
King.
To Tony.
I didn't know
that.
If you haven't heard Flight of Fire, they're awesome. So, and definitely go to that show.
No, Flight of Fire, Fire King, great friends of On the Tone with Mikey D here.
Mm-hmm.
So,
we love Tony.
Yeah, I think I'm going to play some Fire King coming right up. Hey. But
all right.
Wait a minute. Do we have a phone call?
Ooh, hang on. A phone call?
Wow. Let's see what we can do here.
Oh, maybe. No.
All right. Hello, you are on the air. Please keep it clean. You have M8 in the studio.
Hi, I'd like to say M8 did a great job.
Hey, I recognize that voice.
Who is that voice?
Hey, can we sell our gear to you, sir? Can we just say
I heard my name on the radio, so I figured I'd call in.
Aww. We love you. Hi, man. I'll see you.
Hi, Pusheen.
Pusheen, wherever you are.
Ah, Pusheen.
We'll see you in a couple nights, man.
Yeah, you guys did a great job.
Thanks, Rob. We love you, Rob.
Do you want to slather on the love a little bit more?
Oh, I just love you so much.
We have a Studio 2 KU love. It's a bond.
It's a mutual.
All right, now get off the phone.
I can't say I love anyone in that studio right now.
Okay, yeah, well, just remember, we know where you sleep, my friend.
Not even Mikey D.
My guitarist.
All right.
Love you, Rob.
Thank you for calling.
Oh, no problem. Have a good night.
Thank you.
All right,
well, that was sweet.
Wow. I don't know how he's still awake.
Yes.
Where's the other brother?
he's probably sleeping.
All right, so I'm gonna send you guys off and let you break down, but not
break
with
down.
I'm gonna start it off with some knock-ups.
Hey-o.
And then I'm going to try and get some suggestions for you so I can program the next block.
Cool. If you like the song Dionysius, go to the deli and vote for it, please.
All right.
New England Artist of the Month and the knock-ups.
My shoelace is stuck in the chair, man.
No.
All right. Thank you, M8.
You're welcome, man.
Let's get him untied from the chair.
Thanks for having us on.
All right. 91.5 WMFO.
This is my last gamble, my last gamble, my last gamble. I packed up my bags and turned my back on the world for a love so sweet and a life so warm.
Met a girl in New Orleans in 92. A long time for my young days were through. But when I was broken and torn in my life, it fell down on me after a trip to where I did not want to be. I found a friend, a smile and a hand to say, come walk through the park a few times, it'll be okay. So I made her coffee. She'd watch me just breathe, trying to smother the anger, but I could not see. Those clouds on her face when it called, I didn't notice just how it appalled her. To think of the life she could have had if that son of a bitch weren't her children's dad. When she met him, so young, he never called, but she'd always come. Swept off her feet, although he was too old for her. She had a plan, but she put it on hold when the baby was coming, and a great big adventure. It started okay, but it slowly got tenser. His bad moods got bigger. She'd pick up the slack for him. She tried to leave him, but always went back to him. Three kids in tow and many admirers. She had to strangle all her hopes and desires. And there's a cloud on her face when he calls. The sunshine erased it appalls me. To think of the life she could have had if that son of a bitch weren't her children's dad. It was just like my soul had been denied me. I was in a hole, she jumped in beside me. Said she'd been there before and she knew how to climb on out. I was not sure what she was all about. I grabbed her hand, she pulled me to sanity. Kicking and screaming at every profanity. Digging through mold, black mud and dirt and shit. Reclaimed the past in spite of the hurt of it. Peeled apart pictures, my past in photography. All stuck together like this swollen geography. And there's a cloud on her face when he calls. He don't give her no space, it appalls her. To think of the life she could have had if that son of a bitch weren't her children's dad. Now he calls to her, she doesn't come. He shouts like she's stupid or dumb. Oh, but she's had enough of his crap and his crowing. He got too rough and now she is going. And it's much too late for him trying to win her back. She found a place, the kid's stuff is already packed. And I make coffee, grilled cheese for her children. She's got two jobs and the four of them fit in a little apartment. That's lacking in anger and lacking in meanness, lacking in danger. And there's no cloud on her face when it calls. She picks up the phone and she stalls him and builds up a life that she will have in spite of the fact that he's her children's dad.
We'll be right back.
yeah. On the Town with Mikey D. That's Dead Harrison. They are going to be here next week with Pam. They're going to be playing in Studio D and Drunken Logic. They're going to come in and chat it up. That is next week right here at On the Town with Mikey D. I am Phil. Next week is Pam. And it's going to be fun. All right. Oh, what did I play before that? Duh. That was Jeremy Lyons had clouds on her face. Flight of Fire gave you My Last Gamble from their latest record, Path of the Phoenix. Fire King gave you Built to Last and the Knockups of Dionysius. Sorry. And some of those were requests from M8, who I must say thank you again for playing our big radio program. And they're breaking down right now. I see it in the portal window over there. And yeah, so thank you, M8, for playing. And I'm going to just carry on with the tunes here. Here's some Happy Little Clouds.
Blame it all on me. Why don't you blame it all? Blame it all. vehicle, stop it in its tracks. I have no solution, you'll never budge. I've got to find something new, get out of here, and stop shadowing you like a fool.
You can save all your sadness. You can hang on to all the shame. You can live in a sea of madness. I hope one day your ship comes in. Back.
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D. That was The Shills with Bending Knee from Keep Your Hands Busy Volume 2. Before that was Continental featuring Rick Barton, formerly of the Dropkicks. That was Red from All a Man Can Do. And Happy Little Clouds gave you Fool from Shift. Brand new record. All right. That brings an end to On the Town with Mikey D. Dead Harrison will be here performing. Pam will be behind this microphone. And if you can't get enough of my voice, you can check me out on The Dweezil Show, Saturday nights, 7 to 9 p.m., right here on 91.5 WMFL. I swear to God, I only stutter when I'm live on the air. Anyhow, I'm going to close out the show with The Birthday Boy. And, yes, I'm not going to do any more intro. Happy birthday, Ryan Jackson. See you next week.
walls were shaking like an earthquake, which started coming.
Hello, listeners. This is Phoenix with Fire in the Wire on WMFO.